Chapter 4 Princess in the Shadows. Princess Luna trotted across the vast quarters, past her star map-covered walls and the glowing dream orbs that hung from the ceiling. She made her way down the winding staircase, spreading her wings out just enough to float down the steps. When she arrived at the set of massive arched double doors that led into the throne room of Canterlot Castle, she heard the chatter of voices. The Cutie Mark Crusaders were already inside. They were excited, never letting one another finish a full sentence. She paused for a moment, listening. But Luna didn't enter the hall. She crept to a side entrance, sneaking in a secret door that led to a balcony overlooking the hall. She flew up and landed softly on the glittering stones. As Luna looked over the balcony, she was careful not to let her midnight-colored flowing mane give her away.
And there could be a big ceremony where we drape her in a fancy robe, and I'm sure Rarity could sew something really pretty.
Sweetie Belle took a deep breath and kept talking.
With stars on it? Games! We could play all of Princess Luna's favorite games,
Scootaloo shouted.
Does she like mooncakes?
Applebloom asked, hopeful.
Or maybe moon pies?
Those all sound like wonderful suggestions for a winter moon festival, Princess Celestia chuckled. I'm definitely interested.
The three fillies responded with toothy smiles. Princess Celestia stood up and made her way across the room. She paused in front of the stained glass portrait of her sister.
And you already asked Princess Luna about it?
Well,
Applebloom bit her lip.
We did ask her.
She sort of said no,
Scootaloo admitted, looking down at her orange hooves in defeat.
I'm not surprised, Princess Celestia furrowed her brow, deep in thought.
But that does present a problem.
She motioned for the fillies to come stand beside her. The four of them looked to the picture of Luna as if it would start giving them answers.
My sister is not fond of admiration in the same way she once was.
Because of when she turned into Nightmare Moon?
Asked Sweetie Belle in a hushed reverence. Her big green eyes were wide and sparkling.
That's part of it, Sweetie Belle, Celestia acknowledged.
But it is also another quality in my sister that makes her uneasy around others. It's Luna's nature to seek solace in the places other ponies do not dare go.
The Alicorn closed her eyes, unearthing a distant memory.
Did you know that back when we were young princesses, she was the first pony to discover the mountain dragon colonies and to solve their conflicts with the bat ponies of the western caves?
Hot diggity! Exclaimed Applebloom. I did not!
Up above, Luna gasped. My stars, she whispered, caught off guard by the memory. It had been so thrilling to help the mountain dragons and the bat ponies find peace with one another. Luna always remembered it as one of the first times she'd felt useful as a princess of Equestria, when she'd found her true path to earning her cutie mark. Scootaloo leaned in.
She did that all by herself?
That's right, Celestia nodded.
A small burst of magical energy emanated from her horn and projected a three-dimensional depiction of Luna standing in between a dragon and a bat pony.
It was like a floating snow globe. The Cutie Mark Crusaders cooed. At the time, I was so worried that she'd wandered off in the Everfree Forest alone like that.
At this, Celestia looked directly up at her sister and made eye contact. She gave her a little knowing nod.
But I came to realize over time that Luna will always try to do things her own special way.
She'd been spotted. Princess Luna recoiled. But rather than revealing Luna's presence to the young fillies, Celestia turned her attention back to the conversation.
Maybe we can find another way to celebrate Princess Luna, she said flatly. Let's go have a look around the castle.
Okay,
said the little ponies, slumping in disappointment as they followed the regal Alicorn out of the room. Once they were in the hallway, Princess Celestia made sure the coast was clear of lurking little sisters. Then she bent down, a smile spreading across her face, and whispered,
"Or perhaps we could make the Winter Moon Festival a surprise."
But what about all that stuff you just said?
Apple Bloom scrunched up her nose in confusion.
About Luna going her own way.
I just wanted you to understand why she refused your sweet idea, admitted Princess Celestia. But I think it's finally time for Princess Luna to step into the light again. She is part of my family and of Equestria. Celestia used her magic to open a set of doors to a beautiful balcony outside. She conjured up an energy to surround the four of them in a shimmering force field bubble. Suddenly, a burst of pretty snowflakes began to fall as the light dimmed. A tiny moon rose above their heads, sparkling. The Cutie Mark Crusaders smiled in wonder. Besides, Celestia reasoned, and motioned to the life-sized snow globe they were standing in as if it were all the proof she needed. When is the moon prettier than when it's shining down on the winter snow?